You're listening to Amiel of AwakeningTheTruthWithin.com. Intuitive counseling and crystal light body healing for your sacred inner balance. This is the featured article for my March 2024 newsletter, Being the Peace, which is free to subscribers. Welcoming the authentic masculine. No more imposters. There has been a version of the masculine principle on this earth that has been an imposter to the authentic masculine. However, recently, the true Holy Father once again expanded his expression to extend more loving support to the Holy Mother and to all of God's children, us. He is our protector during our ascension. The lies that we have lived by were given to us by the reptilians, holding the antichristic mindset that truly only cares about greed, control, and self-serving satisfaction. They deemed themselves to be the God kings. So we can be assured that trickery and mockery are key tactics they've used to confuse the truth of angelic human history, the truth of our reality, and the truth of who we are. Because they want our DNA, our resources, and our eternal light connection to God, without any self-responsibility, they have stolen our sacred knowledge, stolen our DNA, and stolen what has belonged to Christos lineages throughout history, including family names, land, and spiritual teachings. They have coveted these and more to make them their own by copying, inverting, devaluing, and destroying all that is of natural law with disrespect for sacred life. They have taken our 12-dimensional tree of life, our core manifestation blueprint for the 12-strand diamond sun DNA body, and distorted it into an artificial black tree of life. It comes then as no surprise that the versions of masculine energy that we have seen modeled through archetypes are also distorted to be a darker version of what masculine really is. The world of entertainment sometimes depicts men as aloof, disconnected from others, uncommunicative, or obtuse. Alternatively, they can land in the category of the aggressive, goal-driven, rigid, dominating, successful and invincible, manipulating their way through life. In the extreme, they can be narcissistic, abusive, tyrannical, violent, or warmongers. Then we have the traditional male roles of provider, protector, and problem solver. And in the last couple of years, we've seen the polarized push to confuse the male gender with transgenderism and transhumanism. These are not random fabrications just to amuse us, and humans are not living them by accident. They have influenced every male from kings and leaders to slaves and fathers. These are the models given to males for mind control purposes by the patriarchal controllers, the Belial group of the New World Order, and Black Sons of the One World Order, and their hierarchies extending to the cabal of the controlling elite. These ego personas feed the NAAs, or Negative Alien Agendas, main archontic strategies. Wounding and abuse feed victimizer-victim programs. Instant gratification of the ego and emotional suppression push people to addiction, and hunger for power leads to Armageddon. The Luciferians and Satanists know that the two gender principles must work together. So these versions of imbalanced masculine expressions can complement imbalanced feminine expressions. For example, the domineering, demeaning woman, or the subjugated, disempowered, overwhelmed victim that surrenders herself to false authorities, or the seductress that plays the game of sexual manipulation only to find herself rudderless, confused, and used, or the one that overcompensates to rise above her suppression and loses her inner compass to become more like a false male. These dynamics are not healthy and balanced, nor sacred. Thank God that we are now being blessed again with new and authentic consciousness. Beginning at the end of this past January, the Cosmic Holy Father revealed himself in yet another powerful activation through the return of the Ruby Amethyst Order as the sacred counterpart to the Emerald Order, the universal founder-creator consciousness, which has been in the forefront of our collective awakening until now. You can think of this as the hierogamic union of the highest expression. The Ruby Order return signifies what we will come to know as a turning point for our ascending Earth, for it represents the great fall of those who have propagated the 9/11 timelines, referring to the 9-dimensional and 11-dimensional stargates, and brought terror into our entanglement with our daily living. But of course, this fear-mongering goes much farther back in time, because the Ruby Sun DNA was held by the Celtic Druid Magi Grail bloodlines, who were rod, or masculine principle, templars and protectors of the 12 tribes of the angelic human genetic record and our planetary stargate network. What has been processing through our memories are the Ascension Timeline rebellion events starting 22,000 years ago, when humans became enslaved and trafficked as galactic trade commodities due to Luciferian Toth's betrayal, the stealing of the Emerald Founder Records of Sacred Knowledge. Around the same time began the hunting and annihilation of the Celtic Druid Grail Kings, also called Christos Solar Dragon Kings, or Albion Kings, and their families from the 70 Gaian timelines, in the NAA's efforts to control our DNA, our global grid system, and timelines. These events may be triggering your consciousness now. These Christos Templars have often been confused with the popular Luciferian Knights Templars, who masqueraded as being aligned with higher consciousness, but were actually purposed with hiding Christos Essene Templar knowledge, spreading disinformation about Atlantis, and changing historical records, including any awareness about Christos Sophia consciousness. It was these Templars who enacted the false king of tyranny and patriarchal domination through secret societies and organized religions designed to deny the power of the solar Christ feminine. As said, this obfuscation and mind control is the intended effect. It's becoming clearer to everyone that not only do we have to unravel a very complex and self-serving agenda to steal our sovereignty and freedom, but because of that, we can never assume that something is all truth or all lies. For example, while arguments have been had about Masonic secret societies and whether they are of the dark or light, it is known that they have been infiltrated with the Antichrist agendas, as much of Earth life has. However, it's now being revealed, in a rather profound way, that the origin of Freemasonry comes from ascension knowledge being passed down from the Amethyst Order Christos Templars, fleeing to Scotland after the Celtic massacres and Christian crusades. The Ruby Sun DNA has been highly coveted by the negative forces and usurped to create clones and imposters parading on Earth as supposed leaders and nobility. In merging with the Emerald Order, access to universal corrections now extend into 48-dimensional architecture of the Orphim Christos consciousness and the fallen masculine consciousness genetic damage that ensued from the Orphim hybridization with the Anunnaki, creating the Nephilim, and this is a 9D focus. These openings also strengthen the reclamation of fallen Melchizedeks. Humans descend from the Christos Melchizedek family through the 12 Hebrew tribes. However, some of them experienced genetic digression through Luciferian subversion and lost their connection to the beloved mother principle to become patriarchal. The 11th Stargate in the United Kingdom is, of course, part of the Avatar Christos Light Body Consciousness 10 to 12D and future Earth timelines. But 11D is also associated with the Stonehenge area in the UK. It serves as the global collection and distribution point of the Nephilim reversal grid for much of the life force stolen by the negative aliens. The Holy Father's ruby and amethyst violet frequencies have been overriding the anti-life reversal energies, as well as the extensive artificial AI network known as the Red Cube, Red Wave, or Red Trident. This is an insidious 1D victimizer-victim program that generates holographic clones and false identities of Christos Diamond Sun DNA families, Azurites, and Ascended Masters to mislead and confuse awakening humans who feel a resonance with their true history but connect with these beings instead of authentic family. Further, this Red Wave AI weapon manipulates the light body and human perception so that an awakening being believes that he or she is moving into a higher future ascending timeline, but is really facing into the past, into a phantom AI loop. These are just some examples of how the NAA have stopped at nothing to try to play God and deceive humanity. And they continue to this day to attempt to destroy history, control evolution with the Great Reset, and prevent disclosure of the negative alien agenda. These momentous positive shifts are necessary to support the ongoing corrections to the gender principles and the evolution of organic heterogamic pairing, which is sourcing from our universal solar rishi, solar resha, our founder consciousness that has stepped down into our dimensionalized world to create significant transformation on all levels during our planetary ascension. The recent Ruby Amethyst Order return is a precursor to the climactic anchoring of Magi Grail King Arthur in the Albion light body or planetary grid system, so that the crystal guardians can regain full control over the center of the Albion body, which is the 11D Stargate. This is considered to be key to our divinely timed global awakening disclosure event. Also in divine timing will be the return of his sacred hierogamic partner, triple solar goddess Queen Guinevere. Together, they will bring about the universal Melchizedek logos, or blueprint, in organic, balanced, rod or masculine, and staff or feminine unification. However, 11D Atlantean solar queen Merida has already arrived to bring Earth back to the golden age of pre-invasion Atlantis and to the time prior to the Thoth betrayal. Her divine presence marks an end to 22,000 years of targeting the Celtic Druid Arthurian Grail line. King Arthur protects the divine feminine Sophianic principle, but the solar queen Merida also protects King Arthur at the 11th Stargate. So what does this mean for humanity? It means that we have our true archetypes of the king and queen returning, the solar dragon kings and queens that represent the divine masculine principle and divine feminine principle in sacred partnership. They are eternal cosmic suns that are God-intelligent creative builders, and together bring the life to our matter worlds and the planetary grid networks extending to our light bodies. In divine right order, harmony, and timing, Christosophia intelligence is being restored on Earth. For men, these activations offer your inner masculine and its expression a kinder, gentler way to be that is heart-centered and honoring, free of egoic personas and manipulated ideas of who you think you need to be. Nor do you need to polarize into your feminine expression. The wounding, trauma, and emotional suppression that keeps the false masculine archetypes in place can be healed when you accept the reconnection to your inner feminine, its core to your wholeness. Your outer actions can be confident and compassionate, guided by the inner clarity and flow of the wise intuitive feelings of your inner feminine. Since all human beings hold both the inner masculine and feminine principles, this would be how they naturally flow in harmony for women too. Such is the integrated, peaceful warrior. For all, this is the return to know your rightful place on earth, in sacred inner balance, and an equal, mutually supportive partnership. After a dark age of confusing false histories, false realities, and false messaging of who and what we are, we can celebrate our Christic hearts and be authentic angelic humans, as sons and daughters of God who value the life created by our founder guardians. Our liberation is in embracing the upcoming revelations, even though it may be painful to acknowledge how deeply and thoroughly we have been betrayed and enslaved by the reptilians and their hierarchies. This, though, is the first step to allowing truth. And truth prevails now on our ascending earth. On a personal note, this article would not have been possible without the extraordinary spiritual work of Lisa Renee of www.energeticsynthesis.com, where you can find much more detailed information about the guardian teachings that I study and support in my healing services. Personally, I have spent years balancing the masculine principle with the feminine to have embodied my Christosophia Diamond Sun body, with an emphasis on reclaiming the Father Arc light body configuration and the Amethyst Order Azurite DNA from targeting and cloning histories. This knowledge that I've integrated and shared is a godsend, and I'm very grateful. To reclaim your authentic self, book a healing session. Go to www.awakeningthetruthwithin.com. Be peace.